All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from the makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Hello!
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes.
You put your face closer to the mic.
Right. Almost as though I was licking the microphone.
As you are wont to do. And addressing the concerns about the audio quality. Yes, people, we are aware and we are working to correct the issue.
Although I will say that I listened to the show in three different formats last week.
Uh-huh.
It's still mostly the player on the site.
I agree.
If you listen to it on my phone, it was fine. In iTunes, it was okay.
Yep.
And in Media Player, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the horseshit PodTrack player
that
we're using temporarily until we figure out a workaround.
Well, we got to work. Because you know what else I noticed, too? That some of the like the bits and the little intro sound stuff was a little low, and then we came back very high.
That's happening during the boiling.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Because I set the levels all at the same spot.
I know.
Spot.
We got to like overcompensate maybe it'll balance out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. I'm sure you've already guessed, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Old school.
Yeah, old school. Sort of, but it's not like mid school, really.
It's like eighth grade.
Yeah. Episode 299.2.
That's right.
Sponsored by ThinkGeek.com.
That's right.
For the second week in a row, ThinkGeek.com is helping us bring you a point episode.
That's
299
right.
Point something.
Hey, if Marvel can do it,
that's
so can
right.
we.
If Marvel Comics can give us point this and special right. cover that, then we can do it too.
That's right.
That's a very good observation, OG. See? I didn't even think of that road. But
right,
that's
what
very
was
good.
It? They just had like Amazing Spider-Man 699.1.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Why? Why would they do that? We have a legit reason. ThinkGeek.com
sure.
is the legit reason
sure.
why we're doing it.
More or less.
So. And the other thing, there's a couple of things we want to mention before we go into the news.
Of course.
One, we want to say if you just checked out our lead-in on More Like Radio.
That's right.
What are they called?
Meltdown?
Yeah.
Huh. Outlandish news stories in
is that
popular
what that
culture.
Is that what that was?
That's,
I dozed off.
That's
so
what
I was,
it says. See, that's not nice.
What's not nice?
That's not nice. But in all fairness though, you have dozed off while recording this show.
That's true. So, it's not like an insult to anyone except me.
Yeah, really. That's
and then of course, and then of course on More Like Radio, if you're listening to us there, we're leading into High Society.
That's right.
A show with no description.
Currently on the More Like Radio website.
And so we have no idea how to make fun of that show because we don't know anything about it.
Right.
When we figure that out, though, we're going to be on.
There may be a ribbing.
A little note to High Society.
Hazing.
There was another show that used to follow us.
That's
and you
right.
saw what happened to them. Just saying.
Anywho.
You
probably also noticed
that
we are one voice shy.
Oh, I didn't even notice he wasn't here.
Well, you know, because normally, that's not even fair. I was going to say he normally talks about as much as he tweets, but he actually does contribute a lot to the podcast.
Wow.
I mean, you know, once he leaves the room,
uh-huh.
I don't know what he contributes, but while he's here.
He contributes plenty.
I know. Listen, when you're not here, but uh-huh. these mics are on,
yeah.
it's called open season.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's true.
I've been a victim of
I've been a victim
You've
of
been
it.
You've been a victim of it.
Yep.
He certainly, you know, it's
is going
like
to be
him.
A victim of it.
More or less.
Yeah, you know. Sure. We're actually going to get some work done this week because Scapegoat is in here sucking the oxygen out of the room.
Although I will admit that I was really looking forward to Scapegoat, because Scapegoat really is probably the video game savviest.
He does have a very heavy hand in the video game area.
And with
area.
Gamescom going on in Germany. Although, we will have, I believe, a brand new game stuff with Coke Logic. So, you know, he's picking up the slack.
Sure.
That Scapegoat's leaving behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
No, it happens.
There was something else that, it just came in my head. Now I've forgotten it. We were going to talk about.
Could it be the Thinky contest? Maybe we should mention that.
Well, you can go ahead and mention that while I try to actually figure out what I wanted to say.
It's
I remembered.
This is for the tactical barbecue apron.
Yes,
we're giving one away.
We're
right
giving
from last week's
one
show.
Away from last week's show. Yes,
and
$299.1.
That's right. And the entry for that is next Wednesday, 4 p.m.
Correct.
Eastern Standard. And I believe in order to enter, you had to send us an email.
Uh-huh. Geekstuffog@gmail.com.
That's right. And you had to put in there...
Hey, Kev.
To get disqualified. And you had to put in there a product that you currently own
uh-huh.
from ThinkGeek.
Right.
And a product that you'd really like to own.
From ThinkGeek.com.
From ThinkGeek.com.
Now, I want to alter that.
Okay.
I want to alter that.
Well, you can't alter that.
No, sure I can.
You can't. People have already entered.
That's fine. I'm not going to disqualify previous entries.
Okay.
I'm gonna say we did get an email from somebody who said, hey, you know, I've only just discovered ThinkGeek.com.
Right.
So I haven't had a chance to purchase anything from ThinkGeek.com. So for the people who haven't had a chance to purchase anything from ThinkGeek.com, you may choose two items from ThinkGeek.com and tell us why you want those.
Fair enough.
And why ThinkGeek.com, best place to get them.
There you go. For those of you who have left voicemails, by the by, I don't want you to think we're ignoring you.
Uh-huh.
Even though maybe something you talked about might have been slightly relevant to another episode of the show.
Okay.
We're not ignoring you. We're just saving them for 300. Like
right.
we said, 300.
Yep.
Audience participation show.
Audience participation episode 300.
So we'd
yes.
like for you to continue sending in voicemails
yep.
to the GVM line.
Questions, comments, over to the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Oh, I see what you did. You set me up to give the number, but then I rolled over it.
That's right.
And backhanded it back into your court.
That's right. But unlike, you know, maybe someone who's not here, and I hope he's brushing up,
just say
neither
it.
Of us had to look at a computer screen to roll off
correct.
That number.
That's
so,
very correct.
You know, he's been here, what, 2 months? He can memorize that number.
Has it been that long?
So, I think it's been, I actually might be more
God,
than
I thought
that,
it was like a year.
Anyway, I think we should probably move forward with the show at this point.
Okay, as you wish.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Trailers this week.
I only got to four.
Yeah, but I had already counted to three before you started counting.
Gotcha.
Trailers this week.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to
when
the lobby.
When you create production,
let's all
with
go
that
to
song,
the lobby and get ourselves a snack.
I promise I will run it as though it's a whole brand new segment.
I'm gonna do it.
All right.
I just gotta find it.
Only one trailer I really want to talk about this week. I
okay.
don't know if you have another one.
Oh boy.
The Wind Rises is the one that I wanted to mention.
Oh, yes. That's the new Miyazaki.
Miyazaki.
Yeah, we saw that in front of...
See, I didn't see it in front of anything.
Oh, no, not in front of something. On our website.
Yes, it was on our website.
That's where I saw it.
That's where I saw it as well.
In front of nothing.
I
did not get to see Kick-Ass 2 this week, which I'm very upset about.
Neither did I. Yeah, neither did I.
Sadly. I did see, before you go into The Wind Rises, I did see... What was the other thing from this week that came out?
I don't know.
Jobs.
Oh, how was that?
That was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I saw it with some Apple employees who were very excited that we were able to hang out at the movies. And some of them were like, they tried to cover too much. And so they got away from the character of Steve Jobs. They also got, maybe they didn't tell enough about Apple. I found it a fantastic history lesson. And I thought Ashton Kutcher did a good job.
There you go.
Did I cover everything? No, but two things. Let me say two things. One, there's another Jobs movie coming out.
Right.
By Aaron Sorkin.
Right.
Which is going to cover Steve Jobs, I think, at the three major releases. So it's like the first iPod release, the first iPhone release, and maybe...
The iPad?
No, I don't think it's the iPad. I think it's like the iMac or the Macintosh or something.
Something.
It's something like that.
All right.
It's going to cover those three particular events in depth.
Okay.
And so the thing that this whole situation reminds me most of is Tombstone and Wyatt Earp.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
So I think what we just saw is Wyatt Earp.
Right.
Right? Because the Wyatt Earp movie starring Kevin Costner covered the majority of Wyatt Earp's life.
Right, right, right.
No, and they covered did they cover everything? No, but they hit points along the way. And the Jobs movie sort of did the same thing. I think the Aaron Sorkin movie coming out is going to be a lot closer to Tombstone.
I hear you.
Where it's a couple of very specific events in Steve Jobs' life. I think that's how that's going to go. I'm sorry, Miyazaki.
No.
Wind Rises.
No, yes. No.
Tangent.
I'm glad that you saw it. I didn't. So
Scapegoat was here. That wouldn't have happened.
No, probably not. But that's okay. Yeah. So The Wind Rises, Miyazaki's new film. What'd you think? Trailer looks beautiful.
Yeah. Trailer looks great. What did
he never fails to disappoint, though. At least in beauty.
Wait. He never fails to disappoint. You said
he never fails to. Yeah, he never fails to disappoint, meaning he never disappoints, right?
No, that would mean he never fails at disappoint, meaning he always disappoints.
Okay, you're probably right.
If you said he never disappoints...
I am is not good at grammar.
He never fails to disappoint, meaning he always disappoints.
Okay.
It's like he never fails at succeeding.
Right.
Means he always succeeds.
Either way.
Yeah, sorry.
It looks pretty.
It does.
I always think they look pretty.
Does Miyazaki like now just want to make kind of straight up real movies? Because wasn't Up on Poppy Hill, which we got, by the way, we're going to be talking about that, I think, maybe next week.
Okay.
Is another kind of straight up. There's not really a lot of fantasy element from what I gather in this movie, The Wind Rises. And I didn't get the impression that there was a lot of fantasy element in Up on Poppy Hill.
The Wind Rises is based on historical events.
No, I know that. But I mean, what I mean to say is that name a Miyazaki film before Up on Poppy Hill that didn't have some sort of
I think it's
element of fantasy in it.
I don't know. You know, I look at this more along the lines of it's certainly different from the elements of fantasy, but it is in line with his kind of anti-war stance.
No, so, I disagree. I mean, I agree with that.
You know, maybe it's just a topic he wanted to... Yeah.
Do you know I never fail to disagree?
There you go. Maybe it's just a topic he wanted to take to test.
Totally fine. Fine. I'm finding it interesting that he is kind of, it seems to me, he's kind of going away from the
fantastical
elements.
He could be as he matures.
There's no floating buildings in this movie. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's no, like, giant bugs that you ride on.
There's no creepy three-eyed
tree
creatures.
That make that clicking sound with their head turning. Right.
There's no Spirited Away.
Yeah, exactly.
That whole movie was like a nightmare to me. But
yeah, I wasn't a fan either.
That's like one of the only ones.
Didn't we see that in theater together?
We did. We saw that in the theater. And I was so excited. I was like, yay. And I left and I was like, oh.
Because we came off of Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, I know. Which is still like one of the
fantastic.
Best. So yeah, The Wind Rises. If you haven't checked out the trailer, obviously go over to our website and check it out. But it looks beautiful. It is based on some historical events. And it's Miyazaki. I don't know what more you can ask for. This is premiering at the Toronto Film Festival.
Right.
Was it next week or a couple weeks from now? A
couple weeks, I think, yeah.
So, and, you know, it's Studio Ghibli, which is owned by Disney, which means it'll be out on DVD by Christmas. So.
It's Ghibli, isn't it? Or is it Ghibli?
I don't know. Ghibli reminds me of me cleaning a turkey.
Right. Giblets.
Yeah, it's.
Ghibli, I think it is.
It's either Ghibli, right? Whatever it is. Look, we never pronounce things
just,
right.
Just remember? Say it. Studio Miyazaki.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's move on.
Yes, sir.
Infinity, number one.
Ugh.
This is that Marvel book?
Yeah, I know.
Remember?
Yeah, I know.
So the interesting thing about this, and I haven't read this yet, but this was pointed out online, actually, by one of our listeners pointed it out to me, by Fran. Remember dear old Fran hung out with us, helped us out at New York Comic Con?
From Britain.
From Britain, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's like, so how come Darth Vader is in Infinity number one?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the
damn
fuck?
Damn good question.
What the fuck are you talking about? So I'm sure that it's just kind of an Easter egg hidden in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's
Vader
funny.
With the helmet off.
Yeah, it's like End of Jedi Vader.
Yes.
It's on the verge of Death Vader.
It is. It really is.
Actually,
a direct ripoff.
Actually, if you turn around a bit as well, it's kind of almost like that Force Unleashed.
It is.
Bust Vader.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yep. That's the right look. That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it's like I said, I haven't read it yet, so I don't know if there's anything in context about it, but
right.
I'm sure it's just an Easter egg. It's just funny because, you know, they're now all owned by the same company, so.
I want to send out a personal message to Fran.
Go for it.
Fran, go and buy the Arkham Origins Collector's Edition UK, and we will talk about splitting the cost. All I want is the statue. You can have everything else. I just want the statue. Matt Booker told me to reach out to him and ask him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and see if he would be interested. UK Collector's Edition, Arkham Origins. We'll talk about trading. I just want the statue.
I'm sure we'll probably hear from him tomorrow. He's one of our early listeners.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, he's
gets
ahead.
Up tomorrow morning in England. And
well, the episodes are normally up before midnight.
Right.
So that's 5 a.m. there. He's right. Up 6 or 7.
Up for breakfast.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
That's it. Nice English breakfast, little Big Kev's Geek Stuff. That's
nice.
A good morning.
Beans.
That's what I'm saying.
Hot dogs.
Mm.
Eggs.
I could really go for a big English breakfast.
Really?
That is some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk just briefly about... I should say this week is going to be a little bit news light.
Well, we have a lot of other stuff.
We have a lot of other stuff. Oh, let's say PlayStation 4,
uh-huh.
Official release date, right? November 15th.
Yes.
That came out of Gamescom. And there was a list of Xbox titles that were going to be available at launch. It's 23 titles.
Dead Rising 3 is Xbox One only.
And the trailer looks pretty fucking
good.
Pretty good. And
if they don't have an open,
4 Premium
if they
looks
don't
really
have an
good
open
too.
Play environment, either online or single player, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd say I'm done trying these zombie games that don't have an open play environment. It's stupid. Or at least online, it should be an open play environment.
Yeah, there should be something in that capacity.
But there was a list of Xbox launch games?
Yeah, 23 games, I think, was on the list.
It's a pretty good list.
You know, and it's a bunch of stuff you expected. I think Assassin's Creed 4 is in there. And that list, by the way, also over at Because Geek Stuff. So
nice.
For that complete list, go check that out. Since I brought up video games, let's talk about Disney Infinity. I was going to save this for product, but since product is heavy, let's talk about
okay.
it. I'm playing Disney Infinity.
Now, what is Disney Infinity?
Disney Infinity is Skylanders.
Right.
But Disney.
Okay. And
what is Skylanders?
Well, more or less. I mean, I want you to give the listener who doesn't know.
All right. So the game is sort of, there are two different modes of the game. There's the toy box mode, which is an open building environment.
Okay.
You have an open environment.
Sandbox mode?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can build things in the environment. You can interact in the environment, you know, level up, train, blah, blah, blah.
Minecraft.
Kind of like Minecraft, only, you know, a bit more in depth
gotcha.
Compared to Minecraft. And then there's the adventure mode where you actually do these specific quests.
Okay.
The way the game works, where it's like Skylanders, is there's a base. that plugs into your unit.
Uh-huh.
Wii U, Wii, PlayStation 3, Xbox. And there are characters that go on the base.
Little figures.
Little figures.
I see you got a pair there.
I do have a pair. And those are the characters that you're using in the game.
Okay.
Right? Each figure has different abilities, and there are like power-up discs that you can use as well.
Okay.
And I haven't had a ton of time to play because I just got it yesterday. So I played last night for maybe an hour and a half before passing out. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
That's what I've gotten out of it so far. It's fun. And the figures are really cool.
Yeah, they look really nice.
For
PVC-ish.
Yeah, PVC. $13 is the price on the figure. If you buy them, now if you buy the starter set, it comes with three figures. It comes with Mr. Incredible, Jack Sparrow, and Sully.
Do you pick the characters that you get? I mean, that's what comes in that starter pack.
Correct.
But when you buy other characters, are they blind?
They are not blind. They are open.
They're just hard to get.
Yeah. No, no. Like, if you went to Toys R Us right now,
uh-huh.
you could buy everything that's been released so far.
Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger playset.
I saw that.
The Cars playset, which I have. And then, you know, you can get the rest of the Incredibles, including Syndrome. From Pirates, you can also get Davy Jones and Barbossa.
Nice.
And from Monsters, Inc., you can get Mike Wazowski and Randall,
uh-huh.
the bad guy.
Sure.
But then, you know, this is an open license for Disney.
Sure.
So things they've already teased are Tron, Phineas and Ferb.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, with Tron already, with the power-up discs that you can buy,
uh-huh.
those are blind bagged. But they're like $4 for two or three of them.
So. Right.
There are things that you can get already that is Tron-themed. Tron environments.
But no Tron figures yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
But they've been teased in some of the artwork.
Okay.
And it's pretty much inspired by the Tron Uprising, which the artwork was fucking great.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
So when the Tron pieces come out, that'll be pretty exciting. I gotta be honest with you, even if I wasn't that interested in the game, I'm interested in some of the figures. And when you think, you know, let's talk about Kid Robot, right? You spend $10 for a 3-inch vinyl dunny blind box,
right?
For $3 more, you're getting a figure that's about four or five inches,
sure,
and is a bit bulkier. Really nice.
Plus, it interacts in your game, yeah?
Yeah, and again, if not, even if you wanted to just collect the figures, you could. If you wanted. It's like, I almost seriously thought about just getting the Incredibles set. Just because they were really nice Incredibles figures.
Sure.
So, some concerns, or some thoughts I have about the game.
Okay.
My first reaction was, well, clearly I should just have all of the pieces. And then I thought about it, and I said, well, logistically speaking, I'm never going to get to play with all of the pieces, right?
Right.
I just don't have the time. So, and you don't need all of the pieces to play the game currently, unless that changes.
Okay.
You do get bonuses. Like if you have all of the Incredibles, you do get some sort of in-game bonus for having the entire team. But you don't need them, right? And then the other thing that is weird, the other thing I like is that there's a multiplayer, both online and not, that you can play two people, two characters at a time.
Right.
But I think that there should be a way that if you're playing by yourself, you should be able to have like two characters, almost like a PC NPC kind of scenario.
Gotcha.
And I think Skylanders works that way.
Hmm.
And so since I haven't had a chance to play a lot yet, I had to go to my resource, which in this case is a good friend of mine's son, Dean, who's been playing and has all the pieces. So I went directly to Dean, who I'm calling my expert in Infinity from this point forward.
Right.
And he confirmed a couple of things for me. No, you can't have two at the same time.
Little Dean's Infinity stuff.
Little Dean's Infinity stuff.
Coming soon.
And he confirmed for me the team bonuses. And I'm going to just refer to him when I have questions from now on.
That makes sense.
Clearly going through the game. I think they need to expand upon gameplay a little bit more. I think you need a bigger story mode for the game. Like one sort of big... Like, you can go inside a playset. You can go to the Pirates of the Caribbean playset.
Right.
And do a lot of adventures and have a lot of fun. But there should be some sort of story mode where you go through
like
a bunch of different environments.
Like that dark Disney game for Wii?
Kind of, yeah. Well, right. Even I think Skylanders has a story mode, too.
Oh, yeah?
Where you could, you know, you play through the game and you can swap out pieces during the game.
Right.
And, you know, different abilities and powers and stuff like that. I think just that would be cool. I don't know if there's a way to patch that in. Or,
right.
But... You know, there's a lot of licenses. And then, of course, people have started to talk about, you know, what other possibilities are there? And, you know, whether or not we'll see Iron Man or whether or not we'll see
Stormtrooper.
So I think there's a lot of possibilities there.
Sure.
It's fun, though. If you have the coin and you're interested, I recommend picking it up. If not, the figures are worth collecting if you just happen to be a fan of one of the properties. So
they put out Tron figures. I'm there.
Word. I hear you. There's a bunch of them. The Pirates figures are all great. They're nice. So anyway, I think that's it.
For news?
Oh, no. I had one other thing. I had one other thing.
Oh, me too.
Okay. You want to go first?
No, you first.
All right. Arrow. Actually, two things. Arrow, season 2, episode 4, I think it is, or episode 3. The title of the episode has been leaked, and the title of that episode is League of Assassins.
Uh-oh.
So what does that mean?
Tie-in.
To?
DC Universe.
Well, speculating is that it may very well mean Ra's al Ghul.
Could.
Which, you know, there's a lot of possibility there. Right,
Is he alive?
Well, in the Arrowverse, it's a whole new verse. Remember that it's a whole. And even if you are saying it ties into the DC movies, that's a whole new universe too. So yes, I would say he is alive.
Hmm.
And if not, you know, fucking Ra's al Ghul. He's always alive if he wants to be.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty interesting. And I think that's it then. Yeah. What do you have?
I attended a couple of conventions this past weekend.
Oh, did you go to
that
collector's con?
I did. Thing?
And
New Jersey Collectors Con. Hey, nice little show. I don't know how long they've been around.
I think this is only their second year.
Is that right?
I think so. Was O'Neill at this one?
O'Neill was at. Yes. Well, I don't know if it was O'Neill. It was some guy from that had like Glio stuff.
Yeah, because that's how I found out about it.
I don't think it was O'Neill, though.
Oh, okay.
But they did have a lot of Glio stuff. There was a guy, I guess he's some kind of deal in the toy industry, who was like showing Glio stuff and other things. But primarily, the show, to me, seemed like an 80s extravaganza.
Meaning?
Toy-wise. G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars.
You mean vintage?
Yeah.
That's a great show, though.
Turtles.
That's not a bad show.
No. It was really good. You know, I had a lot of time to talk with the dealers. I talked with some of the guys who set it up. They gave away these fantastic door prizes every hour. San Diego exclusives. And
is this a yearly event?
I'm not sure if it's yearly or they're trying to get it off for twice a year. I'm definitely going to go back, though. One of the features that we hope to start soon is a convention calendar.
That's right.
And we're definitely going to be posting not only the ones that we're going to, but the ones we think you should attend as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is definitely going to make that calendar.
Absolutely.
What a great little show, and I can't wait to go back. I got a couple of things. I didn't go overboard because I'm in the process of
purging.
Purging, but I'm in the process of like, all right, what do I have? You know, I'm at that point where I'm like, I feel like I have so much that I don't know what I have.
I feel like I'm purging. Recently.
No, I'm doing purging comes part of that.
Like, I'm talking about, like, I just had Mexican 3 days in a row purging. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm not. I'm with you. But what I'm saying is that before I purge,
yes,
I have to binge.
Fair enough.
Right? So I have already binged.
Right.
And now I have to take, you know, sort of account of what I have binged. Before I begin to purge.
I hear you.
But that's what I'm in the process of doing. So I don't want to go. And there were some great deals to be had there. There was stuff there that I was pretty convinced that I needed. But I didn't get it because I was like, nah. Because, you know, sometimes I go to the flea market and get stuff and it's in like a little bag. And I put that little bag in a box.
Right.
And I put that box in the basement. And then like, I'm like, oh, man, I forget. And I'm like, oh, I really need that. That Emperor's Royal Guard from 1983.
I have to add a figure to your list of things to look out for me flea markets. The Blue Bowman figure. From Batman Brave and the Bold. It's an alternate universe evil version of Green Arrow.
Okay.
And I didn't realize they put out a figure of him. It's the little squat. You know the little squat
Brave and the Bold PVCs?
Ones? Yeah.
I saw that one in stores really recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty recently. Toys R Us, I think.
All right. I'll try to
find
one.
If I see one, you can't pick one up on eBay?
I didn't see any on eBay. How crazy is
that's
that?
That's interesting.
Amazon had them for like 30 a set some dude was selling them for. And I ain't paying $30 for
You know
them.
Why I think?
Because I don't want the other alternative figure. The other, it's a two-pack. The other figure is cool. It's Owl, which is which is a cool figure.
The Batman version, yeah. I saw them recently. If I see one, I'll pick it up. But you know, we could talk about maybe going hazies on the pack if you don't want the Owl.
But let's get back on track.
No, back on track. And the other show I attended, of course, a perennial favorite of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We've been a part of this show for quite some time, number of years. We've been promoting it. We've been talking about it. We've been telling you how awesome it is. It's Monster Mania.
Oh, yeah.
And what a great guest list they had this time around. Carrie Fisher.
Nice.
They had Christopher Lloyd.
Did you wait on that line?
I did not. I walked around. I saw some dealers. I got some things. One of the dealers down there who I'm buddies with has a convention coming up in the next spring. Okay. We're going to be talking about that as well. He's a great guy. I bought some DVDs from him. I bought Star Wars Revisited. Have you heard about this? Some dude re-edited the film, redid the special effects, and apparently it's making the rounds as quite a thing.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet because it was stolen out of my truck at the high-end business place that I work at when I'm not doing this program.
Nice.
Yeah. So seriously, stolen out of my truck.
Was that the only thing stolen out of
my
truck?
No. Oh, my backpack full of vintage posters, including Clockwork Orange, one sheet, signed by Malcolm McDowell to me. Time After Time... One sheet signed by Malcolm McDowell and David Warner gone.
That high end parking lot doesn't have cameras in the parking lot.
Not in the
deck.
The rack, the deck.
Anyway.
Can you believe that?
Anyway,
yeah, and my iPod gone.
Since you brought up conventions, No.
I want to make sure everybody's checking out MonsterMania.com. Just Google MonsterMania, you'll see it. They have another show coming up in Maryland. I hope to get down to it. I don't remember the dates off the top of my head, but again,
I'll try to post it.
Convention calendar feature. Hopefully going to come as well. We're going to send that over to the web guy and make sure that we get that going. Because I think that that's something we definitely should be doing.
Sure.
Shows that we attend, shows that we don't attend, but we want to make sure that wherever you are, that we're, you know, we're giving you some kind of notice. We're going to be sending out to all these folks that run these conventions. They want to send us a link. If you know anyone that's running a show, wants to send us a link, a date, something we could, put up there in the calendar when we eventually get it going. We want to make sure that Big Kev's Geek Stuff is a place you can go for show dates and so on and so forth. So that's what that is. Monster Mania, definitely check it out. I can't wait to go in Maryland. I'm definitely going to go.
Not that most of you don't know this already, especially if you're going already, but Dragon Con is coming up in a week or two.
Oh, my God. Really?
And the only thing, it's Labor Day weekend every year.
Do you know, we've been invited to that show, I think, for as long as this show has been on, and we've never attended.
So if you are going to Dragon Con, I just wanted to point out two things. Doc A will be there this year.
Friend of the show.
Yep. And he has two panels. One is on Sunday at 11:30. It's Automatons and Octopi, the work of Dr. A and Brian Kessinger. And then there's one on Monday, Dr. A's Toy Box. So check out those panels. And, of course, tell the good doctor.
Yeah. Hello. Tell him that you heard about it on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And get whatever it is that he's selling.
Yes.
Because OG needs one.
That's right. Get me the badge and I'll pay you back.
The badge. There it is. If you're going to Dragon Con.
I'll pay you back.
Special message to Fran, UK edition. Arkham Origins, I just want the statue.
And real quick, because we're running long again, but Masters of the Universe continues.
Oh, it was saved?
But DC was not.
Oh, wow,
so
really?
So I think at the end of the current run, the DC Universe Maddie Collector line...
Wow, really?
...is done, double done, Dunsky.
They even brought back that Robin that they canceled,
trying
to create interest, but no, it wasn't happening?
Unless I'm mistaken, the DC line did not survive.
That's a shame. You know, you could have helped that.
I could have.
Yep. Could have ordered that Ecto-1.
I could have. That wouldn't have helped the DC line.
Well, I'm just saying it would have helped.
And I wouldn't have ordered that Ecto-1. Because no offense to Mattel, or no offense to Maddie Collector, but that Ecto-1... is not worth $215. You can't convince me.
Wow, that's really a lot of bread.
You cannot, considering that, you know, an AT-AT came out that was 300 times the size for $110, and a Millennium Falcon came out that was two or three times the size for the same for $200.
I agree.
$80, $90.
I agree.
I wanted it, but $215.
Diecast metal parts. Is that what it is? Did it have lights and sounds?
But it had a fucking ghost inside for $215.
I do agree. I think it was a little pricey.
So,
but you could order the. I'm saying you could order the DC figures.
You could have.
Why me?
Why me?
Because you have DC 6-inch. I don't have any DC 6-inch.
And there is no green anything in that wave.
Robin had some like green leggings or.
All right, I think it's time to take a break.
We'll be right back. Big Kez Geek Stuff, episode number 299.2, sponsored by ThinkGeek.com.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Gamescom was this week, and while Microsoft, EA, and Sony all had press conferences, it was a giant snooze fest. Unless you own a PlayStation Vita, which you probably don't, since the handheld is not faring so well. But Sony aims to change that with a price drop to $200, and it's porting a lot of games over to the system. Mostly indie games like Rogue Legacy, Binding of Isaac, and Fez, and also some console games like Borderlands 2. While this seems promising, all four of the aforementioned games are ported titles, which means you can play them elsewhere without shelling out $200. So while PlayStation Vita is an amazing piece of technology, without that exclusive killer game that you can't play anywhere else, the price drop is going to help, but it's not going to fix the problem. The biggest highlight from the PlayStation press conference is PlayStation 4 finally has a release date of November 15th. The 15th is a Friday, and it's pretty much the date you could have guessed. Since the PlayStation 3 was released on November 11th, this is about the same time frame. Microsoft's conference was a bore. They announced Fable Legends, which is a four-player co-op Fable game, but instead of showing gameplay, they showed a CG trailer, which is meaningless. Perhaps the game is going to be playable on the show floor, but guess what, shitheads? I'm watching on the internet. I'm not going down to the show floor. A downloadable copy of FIFA 14 will be included with the European region Xbox One consoles. Just take a moment and think about how meaningless that truly is to you, the Geek Stuff listeners in America. The real killer app for Xbox One is Peggle 2. Yes, Peggle 2 is a timed exclusive for the Xbox One. So when choosing between PlayStation 4 and Xbox One this holiday season, you have to ask yourself, which console can I play Peggle 2 on? Finally, I might be wrong, but I don't think Microsoft announced the biggest piece of Xbox One news, which is you don't need the Kinect plugged into the console for it to work. Whether this was always the case or they patched that Kinect check system out of the console, you could wrap up the cord and put the Kinect camera in the dresser drawer like you always wanted. The catch is Kinect still comes with every console, so you're still paying $100 extra for a gimmick you may never even use. We're finally out of the new release drought, and when it rains, it pours. Here's some newly released video games. For the personal computer is a game called Gone Home, a first-person game where you wander around a house inspecting items and reading notes to fill in backstory for a woman who's been away from her family for a while, but now she's gone home. It's a short game, and it's priced at $20, which when combined are the two reasons why I haven't played this. But on the other hand, everyone I've heard who has played this game has ended up loving it. Gone Home is out now for the PC. Scrooge McDuck is back in DuckTales Remastered for PlayStation 3 and PC. For some shitty reason, Xbox 360 owners have to wait a few more weeks until it's released on XBLA, but DuckTales Remastered is exactly what you might think. Gorgeous new graphics and controls that are perfectly intact. DuckTales Remastered is out now for PlayStation 3 and PC. Saints Row 4 is out now, and it's basically Crackdown 3. Abandoning most of the gangster stuff that the series is known for with Matrix superpowers. No need to jack a car and outrun the police when you can run up a building and jump a mile into the distance. The biggest drawback would be when the aliens invade the planet, they turn the sky dark red and screwed up the color palette for the world. While you slowly get the sky back over 17 hours or so, it's a very ugly game which is physically hard on the eyes. Other than that, it's a fun sandbox game to run around in with a lot of missions to tackle. Saints Row 4 is out now for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. And finally, The Bureau, XCOM Declassified, is out now for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. It has the XCOM name, but the gameplay is more like Mass Effect combat. It's gotten a lot of mediocre reviews, but it's still just okay. It's nothing like XCOM Enemy Unknown. If you're looking to play this game, wait a few weeks until the price drops to maybe around $30. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.2, sponsored by ThinkGeek.com.
Bo. What's that sound effect he uses in there?
I think it's just boom.
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 Yeah, it's, no, it's probably like from a boom. Video game. But I'm not in the know.
Boom.
But thank you to Coke Logic.
Yeah.
He does a swell job.
They're really great. They're really great.
They are.
Segments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? And it filled a nice little void.
Little Fifi's Who stuff would be great segments too. And that's totally.
What am I supposed to have one this week?
I actually have one. I actually have one. And I didn't finish it. I hate to say. So next week,
yes.
Absolutely without question, there will be a little Fifi's Who stuff.
But in the meantime.
Yep. We should talk about other things.
Geek Stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Five.
Good. Five is safe. Gives us the extra.
Are we, what is this?
We're doing comics.
Is this books?
It is books.
All right. What did you get?
I have Red Hood and the Outlaws out this week.
Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 23, Arsenal Goes to War.
Right.
That's a nice cover.
Yeah.
Look at that cover.
Wow, I don't know. It's nice. It's not Roquefort, is
he
it?
He is, I don't think so, no. It's he really is almost Deadpool in this cover.
You know, it's he's
the much weapons as he has on him.
Well, he, you know, it's an arsenal, Kev.
Yeah, yeah, good point. So, yeah.
You
well
know.
Said.
So there it is. He just doesn't want to be called Speedy or Red Arrow is really what it is.
Or Junkie.
He's trying to beef it up a bit.
Uh-huh. Well, it's working. He really does. If you covered his face up, you would easily be able to make the argument that this was a picture of Deadpool.
It's pretty. Oh, you know, speaking of Deadpool,
what?
Richie Dickie Page.
Yeah,
his Deadpool figure.
I've seen
and
it.
And he has the magnets now too, of just the head. Really fucking cool.
Yep.
Check those out. Oh, and he's got a store refresh going on. I think this Friday. He's got a bunch of new product hitting the store this Friday. So.
Speaking of Dickie Page, have we acquired any? Thing about New York Comic Con from artists like Dickie Page, exclusives to Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We have them, but we're still not talking about them yet.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about them yet until I know
for sure
where I could send people to get them.
Okay. Wait, can't they come to our table at New York Comic Con?
Sure. Booth number.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
See what I'm saying?
That stuff's starting to trickle out now.
It's probably trickling down because most people have it already, or a lot of people have it already.
Oh, I'll
Podcast
make a,
Arena is always the end of the
bottom of the barrel. Yeah,
but I plan on putting out a media blast.
Oh,
with all of our exclusives once I get that booth number, and then we'll start talking about them on the show as well.
Just to totally confuse the audience, remember that guy we talked to?
The guy we
the
talked
guy
to.
At the thing?
No,
the guy at the thing.
No.
The guy at the thing where we were like, hey, you should do an exclusive for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
We didn't hear from him?
No. I'll follow up with him.
Did you reach out to him?
I did.
And he didn't reach back?
So I will follow up.
Man.
I will follow up.
Should we send something out to other people that we know too?
Maybe.
Medical people or?
Well, no, we have.
Panda people?
There's a couple other people we have possibly things going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we'll talk.
Good
Me and you have to talk.
Oh.
After the show.
Aren't we doing that right now?
Oh, hey,
we're pulling away the curtain.
But I don't want to say someone's name and then it not work out.
That's how you talk around it. I said, did you talk to that guy about the thing?
That's right. I hear you. Well, I was thinking there was a guy that we've had a couple times that maybe he wants to come back. You know, there's a couple of guys that are outside of the toy world but are part of perhaps the independent comics world. Or
I want new guys.
All right.
Wait a minute. The guy who draws the things look like this.
That's one of the guys.
That guy again.
That's one of the guys.
They have you know, he's doing a show.
But then there's the other guy.
Do you know who he's doing his own show?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who he's doing it with?
Who? I know, but don't tell me now.
Oh, if I told you. Oh,
don't
if
tell
I told
me now.
You.
But then there's the other guy.
Your ass off.
There's the other guy too.
Who's the other guy?
That's the other thing. The other strip.
The other strip.
He's a friend of the show.
Oh, did you reach out to that guy?
No, you usually reach out to that guy.
Oh, we should reach out.
That's why we have to talk.
Yeah, we got to reach out.
See what I'm saying? Comic books.
Yes. Daredevil, number 30.
Right.
From Marvel. Please, will somebody please tell Marvel, I think a great crossover event would be the death of Daredevil.
Just to kill him off?
Yeah, because seriously.
I mean, is he limping?
No, the book is just bad.
Fair enough.
I mean, it really, no, look, I'm not trying to, like, shit on anyone's work. Mark Waid and Chris Samnee are writing this book. So right there, you would figure, wow, right? And doing the artwork and so on and so forth. I just think it's so flat. I think that it's just like, blah. Now they have the Silver Surfer in here. Really? Silver Surfer? Silver Surfer in a Daredevil book? It just like, come on. Just kill him.
It's okay.
You'd be better off killing him.
It's going to be all right.
Batman and Nightwing.
This is still going on?
The team up book.
Yeah.
It used to be Batman and Robin.
Because Robin's still not back yet.
Not yet. Peter Tomasi, Patrick Gleason, and others working to bring us this. Artwork in this book is really nice.
Well, Tomasi is the artist. Is that correct?
I believe you are correct, sir. No, it's Mick Gray.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peter J. Tomasi. No, Patrick Gleason is the penciler, sir.
Who's the... Tomasi's the writer.
Tomasi's the writer, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, regardless of their positions, I think the art in the book is pretty fabulous.
The art in that book was always pretty
The story has been pretty fabulous, too, so...
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still digging it. I'm still invested in the team-up book, although sometimes I don't get it.
You're just waiting for Robin to come back is really what it... You know, waiting for Robin is what it should be called.
Waiting for Robin. A brand new number one from the DC Universe.
Well, we don't have enough of those.
And in its third incarnation...
That's right.
This is the Batman Beyond Universe number one.
This is Batman Beyond, Beyond.
Yeah, I'm a little confused as
to... So, the artwork is interesting.
The artwork's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's
I like it.
Tony Silas, T-H-O-N-Y.
I feel like I've seen that artwork before. I don't know if it's his or there's someone else's artwork that his artwork reminds me of. But I enjoyed what I saw.
It's good artwork.
It is. It's
That's
good.
What's important. But this book, it looks to me like this book is covering more than just Batman Beyond, but rather the whole universe, which is really what was happening in the Batman Beyond book anyway. So all they did was change the name, start the numbering again, and still continue
to cover.
Why
did they cancel that book again?
I do not know.
Okay.
It's really good. I really like this stuff. It's not really convoluted by the rest of the DC universe.
Right.
Now, I'm saying that realizing entirely that the Marvel universe is a conglomerated mess from hell.
Right.
The DC universe isn't, but even the DC universe can get a little mucky sometimes.
The DC universe is like a conglomerated mess from purgatory.
It's ordered.
Because it's pretty rough sometimes,
listen,
too.
It's ordered chaos.
All right.
Okay. Ordered chaos.
All right.
That said, it's light years ahead of Marvel, but this book isn't caught up in any of that murk, so you should definitely check it out.
Bonus.
You like the cartoon, you'll definitely like the universe.
All right. Fair enough.
That came with it.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Moving from comic books.
Yes.
If I could move from them. Oh, I forgot to look at that. A couple of TPs to check out this week.
Sure. Which volume is that?
This is Chew Volume 7.
Jesus.
Are you reading this?
I think I'm on Volume 2.
Wow. I really like it. The art and the writing and the story are all just weird enough to keep me interested.
I'm trying to catch up on Fables also.
Yeah, Fables is a little too straight and weird.
I like Fables. And Dr. Steve keeps like, you have to read Fables. So
really?
Yeah, that's like his book.
Dr. Steve,
yeah.
Do we still talk to Dr. Steve?
I talk to Dr. Steve all the time.
Oh.
I like weird medicine.
I like weird medicine. And I like Dr. Steve. I just wasn't aware you had such a tight relationship.
Yeah. First person I called, my dad got sick.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow, what did he say?
He gave me some insight.
Yeah?
Yeah, he calmed my nerves a little bit.
That's good.
He's a good guy.
A terrific book from Dark Horse Comics, Star Wars Omnibus, Knights of the Old Republic, Volume 1, continuing the Dark Horse tradition of Star Wars and other title, Omnibuses.
Right. Omnibi.
Which are packing so many stories in a slightly smaller scale, but definitely more portable, more readable. For $25, you're getting
a lot
over
of contact.
Over 400 pages of content.
401?
No, it's like it's significantly over 400.
I was just being a smartass.
No, now I got to look. 424 pages,
go.
OG. And I'd like to, if you just give me a minute. Now, have you read any of these, OG?
No.
None of the omnibuses?
No, you know why? I haven't been to a Wizard show in a long time.
Oh, I see.
So next time I go to a Wizard show, I'll probably pick up a few.
I want to tell you what's in this fabulous tome, OG.
All right, do it.
Let's see. They usually have that listed right here. Can you put the show on hold for a sec?
Yes.
Thank you, OG. It's the eyes that go first.
It happens.
But you already know that since you're already there.
Sure.
This volume collects Knights of the Old Republic numbers 0 through 18.
Okay.
From Dark Horse Comics, originally published in 2006 and 2007.
There you go.
So this is the first in 19 issues, I guess, since we're counting 0.
Right.
About the Old Republic. So this is the kind of exciting stuff.
That's a good
It's 18 issues for $25. I mean, you do the math.
And that's Knights of the Old Republic is a good timeline.
Good story. Yeah.
In the Star Wars expanded universe.
Totally.
So.
And full color artwork. It's great. It's a great read. I'm very excited. I've always wanted to read these. So
right.
I'm more excited by the opportunity that I get to do that. And I don't have to like stop and wait. I can blow through 8 of them.
Season in a weekend.
I can go 12, 15.
Yeah.
I could even go 18 straight.
Look at you.
Just saying.
Win an award or something. Medal.
Take this kind of shit from Scapegoat, you know.
You should have taken it from Scapegoat.
I don't.
From me, you should be numb to it by now.
So, lastly, on the collected editions front.
Yes.
I bought this with no recollection whatsoever of having ordered it.
Is it color on the inside? Oh, wait, were those ones color or black and white?
I don't know.
No, I think they were black and white. They were only color on the covers.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
You want to find out?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
This is the Strangers in Paradise Omnibus.
Correct. Omnibus, and this is a slipcase edition. It's Omnibus 1 and 2.
Right.
In a charming slipcase.
Strange in Paris, written and illustrated by Terry Moore.
Terry Moore, yes.
One of my favorite series.
I know, which is kind of odd.
It's a really bizarre series because it's kind of about a lot of different things at once.
Right.
You know, and on the surface, it's very much like, why are you reading that being a male? And then
that would be the big question.
Right. And then you read it and you're like, oh, okay, no, it's actually really good. It's a really good story. It's pretty much about two ladies,
uh-huh,
sort of in love.
Uh-huh.
One of them is a fucked up assassin. In a nutshell. And a lot of things in between.
That's quite a shell.
And a lot of things in between.
Sort of in love. So,
well, they're in love, they're out of love.
Is there?
They're in love, they're out of love.
Is there hanky panky?
Well, yeah, but
would Howard Chaykin approve of the?
Oh, it's nowhere near what Howard Chaykin would do.
Oh, okay.
This isn't. What was that book? Black Kiss. Yeah, no, this is not Black Kiss. But it really is a good story. If you got the chance to read Strangers in Paradise, I recommend
it. Apparently, I'm getting the chance, even though I have no recollection whatsoever ever ordering this. Fine book from AbstractStudioComics.com.
Yeah, ka-choo.
Is that his?
That is his. That was his thing.
Abstract Studios?
Because then the only other book Abstract put out after that was Echo, which is his other book.
Rassel? Wasn't that one of them, too?
No, that was not. That was Jeff Smith.
Oh, Jeff Smith.
And that was under Cartoon Books.
Gotcha.
Which was his imprint.
So, Strange in Paradise Omnibus. I think it's going to run you. I think it runs about $100.
That seems about right. For two hardcovers?
I don't think they're hardcovers.
Oh, they're soft?
I think they're soft.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well,
I can't tell. No, maybe they are hard.
Ka-choo and Francine. Oh, and David. I don't want to spoil anything.
I don't know what that means.
David is the guy that Kachu is hugging on the back there.
Oh, that's a guy?
Yes, that is a guy.
That's a guy.
Yes, that's David.
It looks like it could be a lady.
No.
Hey, I'm just saying. So you can check that out. I'll let you know what the person I give this to thinks of it.
Right.
Because I don't know.
It really is worth reading. If you get the opportunity, it really is worth reading. It's a good story.
Let me tell you what's worth reading.
I know.
Right here.
I saw that was coming out
today. Berkeley Works.
And I knew you'd be all over it.
Berkeley Works, The Art of Berkeley Breathed from Bloom County and Beyond.
So this isn't just Bloom County.
No.
This is more than Bloom County.
Yes, so this is IDW. This is the people who managed to somehow beg and plead to collect all of Berkeley Breathed's Bloom County, Outland, and Opus strips into books. Since those have now passed, they've now decided, well, we still got them on the hook. Let's get an art book out of them.
Right.
And thus, we have an oversized art book. Going to run you about $60.
That's all right.
Well, it's huge, though.
Yeah.
I mean, for as art books go, this is pretty huge.
I think 60 might be a little steep, to be honest with you.
I think a little steep. I think you'll disagree.
I think 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. 60 seems a little, I don't know. Just, I'm looking, just, it's my gut. It's my gut reaction. My gut could be wrong. It's been wrong before.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of pages. They're not numbered, unfortunately, so I can't give you a page count. But there's a lot of beautiful artwork in here. There is a lot. I mean, that's a thick art book for $60.
I hear you.
I mean, you get these guys doing $60 art books that have like soft covers.
Yeah, French out.
They feel like they feel like the math workbook you had in like the seventh grade. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
I hear you.
This is like a thick hardcover book for $60. I'm gonna disagree with you, OG. I think this is a fine value from IDW. IDWpublishing.com. You can check them out.
It's definitely a nice book.
Over there.
If you beautiful are a book. Fan of that gentleman,
uh-huh.
Berkeley
Breathed,
then uh-huh. I do recommend that you pick this
I'm
up.
I'm pretty sure it's Breathed.
It is a fine book.
Yeah, definitely. Book. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of the art book per se as a right. genre. But when you get one
sure.
like this with so much artwork stuffed sure. in it, and it's somebody who you so enjoy, I've enjoyed Berkeley Breathed since I was a much younger man, much younger than you.
Right.
you know, like that's the kind of book that I enjoy, art book that I enjoy.
There are certain artists whose art book you just have to have.
That would be one.
You know? Like for me, for example, like Joyner. Eric Joyner.
Uh-huh.
That guy's book, that's the guy, The Robots and Donuts.
Sure.
That book is amazing.
Beautiful.
Still one of my favorite art books.
Sure.
So, but.
And he's a swell feller.
That's what I hear. I've never actually met him.
You met him,
but I have not.
Didn't we do a few minutes with him on the show once?
I don't think so.
I thought we did.
Maybe you did, and
I
did not.
I have it somewhere.
Maybe. Right next to Fifi Sue's.
He's a nice, ooh, hurtful. Seriously though, he is a nice guy.
Yeah.
His artwork hangs on the set of
Big Bang Theory. Yeah, and
the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
And Leonard and what's his name? In Sheldon's apartment.
Yes. Yeah, he's a great guy too. But Berkeley
yes, Breathed.
Definitely check it out. Brilliant artwork, really. I think. I had no idea. Just from seeing him being a cartoonist,
right?
You don't have any idea about
he
is definitely not.
He's definitely more than
definitely
just a cartoonist.
Not just a sketcher. Yeah. I mean, he is full on. Definitely check that out.
All right.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
5.
Sure. Product.
You said you had a bunch.
Well, actually, I had a couple of things, and we've sort of filtered some of them out. But what I still have.
This is going to be a surprise to most people that OG is the one bringing this up and not me.
Star Wars Black, 6-inch.
This is the Black Series
right. In
6-inch.
So I have 3 of the 4.
Uh-huh.
Mostly because I can't find the Sand Trooper.
Right.
Really what happened
was. He is muy popular.
I know. Really what happened was.
I haven't been able to find them all.
Oh, Amazon has them still.
I actually found Luke on a peg.
Yep, I found Luke twice now.
Uh-huh.
But he's the only one
the
I found.
The two ones that I found on the peg, one of the eyes was messed up on one.
Right.
And the other one, the box on the chest came out of the mold.
Oh,
slightly
screwy.
Askew.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. I haven't made the decision. I know this is OG's thing, but I always want to.
No,
I want to pop in here. I have not made the decision yet. There's two Star Wars things I'm contemplating doing.
Right.
Both of which are already getting away from me. So if I'm going to do it, I have to do it soon.
Soon.
Right. One is the Gentle Giant.
Right.
12-inch, not 12-inch, the jumbo.
The jumbos.
Original figures. I've gotten about half.
Right.
But really, the ones I've gotten are ones that are pertaining to my collection.
Right.
However, I have been struggling with the notion
of getting the rest.
Of getting all of them. Because not only do I think that they're amazing, if you've never seen them, they are amazing. They're just like you remember them from when you were a little kid, if you were a little kid then. If not, if you've ever seen an old Star Wars toy, they're just like that, but humongous.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, packaging, awesome.
Right.
Three, I think together as a set,
they would look great.
They would be fucking amazing.
Absolutely.
So I haven't decided. And the second thing is, am I going to jump in with both feet? Here's an opportunity for Star Wars fans like myself, or maybe like you out there who maybe if you never collected Star Wars and now you're an adult or you're just getting into Star Wars toys, maybe
right.
This is what Hasbro has done is brilliant. They've given you an opportunity to start a whole new collection.
That's right.
Jump in with both feet for a whole new series that we're pretty sure is probably going to run for at least a little while.
Right.
And you can still get everything.
Except for Sand Trooper.
Well, you're talking about four figures a series. You're right. Talking about three series a year.
Yeah, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe three or four series a year. So you're talking 12 to 16 figures a year. They're a little pricey. That said, it's because they're worth it. And I haven't made the decision yet whether I'm going. Now, I have the two that qualify for my collection.
Right.
I have not gotten the other two, and I'm on the fence. I am seriously like,
I hear you.
So it's rough.
So I initially wanted just Darth Maul and R2.
Because those are the parameters of your collection.
That's my collection. And then I was looking at it, and I'm like, Luke looks really good.
He really does.
He looks really good next to R2.
It is really spot on. Now, that said, of course, the criticism of R2 is that he's too small.
I'm sure there are people that are more qualified than me that have made this decision.
Uh-huh.
But I don't feel that way. Personally, I don't see it.
I want to make sure that we are referencing our good friend, Paul.
Right.
And his website, JediTempleArchives.com. Sure. If you want to know anything about Star Wars toys, seriously, anything, like what they are, where they are, reviews, photos, it's the best in Star Wars toy coverage anywhere,
right,
in my opinion. If you want to go and check out JediTempleArchives.com, they have the research droid reviews where they research the figure. They review the figure. They got photos, the figure in packaging, out of packaging, all different angles. Amazing. Amazing site. And I believe it's on there that I read about the size disparity. Okay. The disparity. That's not the right
disparity?
Word. Disparity. Is that it?
Disparity, yeah.
Problem with the size of the R2 and whether that was something that their site reported or whether they linked to another site.
I'm going to have to do my own research on that one because I think he's all pretty right. Close.
I'm not saying he's not close.
That being said,
Luke looked awesome.
Luke looked awesome. So I was like, all right.
Which is weird because it's the first four figures are Darth Maul, pretty right. Heavy character in the first movie.
Right.
R2-D2, pretty, you know, important character in all the movies.
Right.
A stormtrooper, which is like you almost got to put out an army builder in every line you
right.
Have some type.
Although I think it was interesting to go sand trooper first, but
I agree. No, you know why? But there's more to it. So yeah, like you want to come out with a bang, sand trooper over regular right. Trooper. I get it. And then Luke Skywalker because either you can put Luke Skywalker right. Or Darth Vader out. So, but to choose Luke Skywalker in the flight suit is interesting.
Right. Now here's the thing. Obviously, I've been a Star Wars collector in the past, right? And there was a point in time where I was much less discerning about my collection. But overall,
I can attest to that.
I've never been a huge fan of a figure of Luke in the flight suit. Just because I've never felt like it quite looked right.
Not a
it always felt wrong.
Yeah,
somehow.
It's not really a compelling. What do you see him in the flight? You see him in the flight suit in the X-wing or in anything that he's flying, but how long is he out of the vehicle in the flight suit? Not very freaking long. few minutes in Star Wars, few minutes in Empire. I don't think at all in Jedi. I don't think he's in a flight suit at all in Jedi.
When you see this figure, however, it called to me. Something about it felt really important as a Star Wars collector.
Yeah.
Something about this really spoke to me more so, I think. See, in hindsight, I think it was a smart choice. Because if this was Luke, for example, from Jedi, in the robes.
Depending.
Right.
It could be. If it was an amazing figure, it might call you the same way.
It might have, but I don't know. This something about this figure, and I think something about this figure next to R2. Because if I didn't buy R2, I don't know that I was buying Luke.
Right.
You know,
my
brain was
it.
Like, it's a package.
Yeah, you could see it. You right? could see like it together.
In my head.
This is the problem. Because this is what I struggle with as well.
Right. So next week when I'm not here, it's because I'm in rehab again, toy rehab.
Yep.
Because I've gone down the slippery slope.
Plastic crack addict.
But my biggest complaint about these first four figures, aside from the fact that I can't get a Sand Trooper, Darth Maul in the cloak does not stand.
Really?
Does not stand. Unless you do something goofy with his hands.
What, it's like a balance issue?
Yeah.
You got to maybe put one foot forward a little bit?
No, I tried. I tried one foot forward. And the other thing is the cloak is hard. It's a hard rubber.
Right.
It's not cloth.
Right.
So you don't have a ton of... You have flexibility.
Oh, not a lot, but
you,
though.
Right. You can only go like...
So far
before you start getting pushback from the cloak.
Sure.
And same with the arm. So you can't even like try to swing an arm back.
Right.
That's my only criticism. However...
Is that the way you would pose him, though? I imagine you wouldn't pose him. I mean, there you go.
I'm really comfortable with that pose.
Yeah.
So, I don't need the cloak.
Right. Because I couldn't imagine you posing him that way if you had an option for an action pose.
I'll tell you why I would have posed. I thought about posing him that way. Because he comes with... here's another criticism. He comes with the binoculars.
Yes.
That he's using on...
Tatooine.
On Tatooine, right? And I was like, oh, that could be really cool. Only because I don't have any other figures with that Darth Maul figures
right.
with that particular pose with the binoculars in hand.
There's a 3 3/4.
That has them, but not up at his eyes.
That you can put them up there, though.
That he holds them well?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to find that one.
I'm telling you.
But he can't really hold the binoculars well. With the cloak on again, he can't get his arms
close
enough to his head.
Right.
He kind of...
It's kind of a little far out.
It's like one hand in it, maybe.
You got to like maybe pull them a little past.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But you know what? They're beautiful figures. Packaging is real nice. R2. Who knew R2 had so many accessories?
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, I was really stunned
Regular
that they did.
Regular thrusters on the leg.
Right.
Booster thrusters to make them fly.
Uh-huh.
Lightsaber handle. Rotating
radar thing,
and the third one too. There are three, and then he's got the clippy hand,
and the saw hand,
and he's got the data hand.
Oh yeah,
the
not the saw hand. Though.
I don't think he has saw hand.
Oh, that's weird.
But but really, really good figures. And then I have the 3 3/4 from Wave One. I did grab a Vader. He's just not in the room right now.
Uh-huh.
But I did grab a Vader because.
Vader.
Parameters. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'm going 3 3/4.
That's a Vader.
I'm definitely only being selective with 3 3/4.
That's a Vader. Yeah, but that's everybody's doing that.
Right.
Well, not everybody.
Not everybody.
There are some completists out there. God bless you. But it's actually a Vader that they haven't done.
Yeah.
Which is the Bespin Vader when he's blocking the blasts.
Right.
And they have a little blast effect on his hand. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, to do a Vader like that they haven't done before is really great.
And I felt like it was worth $10.
Do you know what the real criticism of the figures are right now?
What?
The blisters are falling off the cards.
Yeah. People are finding them in stores with tape on them.
Yep, with tape on them.
Oh, my God. Totally off topic. And I don't want to stray too far because I want to get to the Think Geek thing.
Yeah.
Mostly because... We've also been talking for quite some time.
Yes.
But the Amazon exclusive Slave One.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that debacle?
Arrived at my house.
Did it arrive with the debacle?
In a box.
Oh, it came in a box.
It did. That one guy, or the several guys.
There were several guys.
Who Amazon just slapped the send sticker on the outside box.
On the outside of the package, yeah. How horrendous
they
is that?
They quickly, quickly changed
fixed it?
That.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah, they did.
Did they fix it for those guys, though?
I wonder if Matt Booker got his that way. That would be
But
funny.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
Think Geek.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Some awesome product again from Think Geek this week.
Uh-huh. From Star Wars, since we were just talking about it.
Right.
Our product this week from Think Geek, it's Chewbacca. Now, I'm not sure what they call this, OG. You're going to have to pull up thinkgeek.com. It's Chewbacca's purse. Chewbacca's con bag. No. Chewbacca's...
It's a messenger bag.
It is a messenger bag. Chewbacca's messenger bag. So it's a leatherette. I don't believe this is actually leather, but it does feel nice. Bag that slings over your shoulder, much in the way that Chewbacca wore his that bag you always see at his side with the sort of bandolier strap.
The bandolier, yeah.
Well, now this is not a bandolier strap. It's more like a nylon seatbelt that they... There you go, OG. What are they calling it?
They're calling it Chewbacca's messenger bag.
There you go. Chewbacca's messenger bag. Perfectly, perfectly named.
Faux leather.
It is faux leather, yes. Great for the ladies or the gentlemen who are looking for a con bag. Definitely you can fit some con carry-alls in here. But not just that. You can use it every day. You know,
oh, sure.
I think you could fit probably a little like your iPad.
It says it can accommodate an 11-inch MacBook Air.
There you go.
MacBook or tablet.
There you go. So you can carry that in there as well. And what's the price on that, OG?
The price on that is $89.99, and it's currently on sale for $71.99.
Nice. So the Chewbacca messenger bag, a true Star Wars collectible, if you will. OG, you have a tablet. You could probably use one of these, I'm thinking.
Possibly. Possibly.
This would be really good for a con bag, too. You can get a small sketchbook in there.
It is a nice con bag.
You can get...
Durable.
Yeah.
Looks comfy.
You're wearing it over your shoulder, so no one's snatching it from you.
No sharp edges.
No sharp edges. Very well put.
You won't be that guy. I hate that guy. That used to be you.
I had sharp edges on my bag?
Yeah, because you had that duffel bag that had the hole in it.
Oh, yeah.
And your sketchbook would stick out, and every now and again, you'd turn around... And I'd catch it right in the thigh.
It's got a couple of different compartments in it as well. This is really actually great. You know what else? If you're doing some Star Wars role play.
Right.
Some cosplay as a Wookiee. This, I think, also would serve you very well.
Sexy. Sexy Wookiee.
Sexy Chewbacca.
That could be your sexy Chewbacca Halloween accessory.
I'm not going to lie. I think this is a real... It has the buckles on it.
Yeah, it's
nice.
So
you can buckle the top. Clothes just like the Chewbacca bag. It's got a little embossed Star Wars logo on it there. This is really a nice product. I really wanted a chance to really have a good look at this.
You can
extend the shoulder so it goes over you. I think I mentioned that as well. Wow, that's actually really a great product. And of course, you can get that product, the Star Wars Chewbacca messenger bag, and other great products over at thinkgeek.com. That's thinkgeek.com.
Loverly.
You know what?
What?
We have something else to give away.
We do?
It's not the Chewbacca messenger bag.
Okay. What
Tactical barbecue apron.
Nice. How did they win this one?
How are we going to do this one?
I don't know. You tell me.
I like email. Oh, okay. No. Let's do voicemail for this one.
All right. Fair enough.
You're going to hit up the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Please note, OG did not look at a computer
screen. That's right.
In order to get that number. You're going to leave us a message over there. I'm going to say the same thing.
Okay.
You're going to leave us a message, either a product. I want two things. A product you've purchased on ThinkGeek.
Right.
And a product you'd like to purchase on ThinkGeek. And it cannot be the Star Wars Chewbacca messenger bag or the tactical barbecue apron. And for those of you that have never purchased something from ThinkGeek because you're just finding out about it now on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, which would be great if we can turn more people on to ThinkGeek, so much the better, because it's an amazing site. They have tremendously awesome product and monkeys. So if you have never ordered from ThinkGeek before, you can tell us two items from ThinkGeek.com that you would like to own, why you'd like to own them. And we're going to give this one 2 weeks as well, OG.
9-4 at 4 p.m.
September 4th, 4 p.m.
Eastern.
The closing time for you to enter this contest. And we will send the one we like best, Tactical Barbecue Apron from ThinkGeek, a terrific product. OG, I think it's up on our site as well.
It is, in fact, up on our site. And and I think that's it. That's it. And it's probably good that that's it.
Because we're out of time. I hear the music.
Because I hear the music.
Yeah.
So we have to mention, of course, our two sponsors.
Wait, one more thing. Yes. I want to make sure that you're going to put up Wookiee Star Wars Chewbacca Messenger Bag link as well. I want people to be able to check that
It'll
out.
It'll be in the notes.
All right.
Two sponsors. Of course, Suburban Vinyl. SuburbanVinyl.com. Also, Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. For lots of good, awesome art toys.
Yeah. If you make it up there, ask for Blink.
That's right. And of course, there is a coupon code for Suburban Vinyl.
Uh-huh.
What is that code?
It is OG.
No, that is not the code.
It is Big Kev.
That is the code.
I'm getting these codes confused.
And you will get 10% off of your purchase by shopping at SuburbanVinyl.com.
Nice.
Of course, the Matt A. Show still going on over there.
Yeah, terrific stuff, really.
And you know, awesome stuff in store and online.
Absolutely.
Be sure to check them out.
SuburbanVinyl.com.
That's right. And of course, Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
That's right, Superpower Collectibles for all of your other geeky goodness outside of the
statues, books.
Star Wars Black available at Superpower Collectibles. You can pre-order Series 2 if you go over there now. So,
nice.
So go over there, pre-order those, check them out.
Definitely.
Of course, there is a coupon code for them as well.
Also Big Kev.
That's right, also Big Kev. And that will get you
10% off any, no, $10 off any order of $50.
That's right, or more.
$10 off any order, $50. Free shipping on most items.
Over
$100.
That's right.
And over $1,000. Anyone placing a $1,000 order, win an evening with our own scapegoat.
That's right. He'll be wearing nothing but the Wookiee Messenger Bag.
Yes, that's right.
Think Geek.
He will have a Wookiee Messenger Bag full of fun for you if you have a $1,000 order for our friends over at SuperpowerCollectibles.com.
Of course, don't forget you can check us out online each and every week and each and every day at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That's true. We have constant postings happening over there and more to come.
That's right. At BK Geek Stuff.
Could be as much as three times.
Could be as much as three times.
Three times as
probably
much.
As much as one times. At BK Geek Stuff on Twitter.
Wow, no faith.
At Scapegoat GS on Twitter and at Geek Stuff OG on Twitter.
Yes.
BK Geek Stuff on Facebook. Come on, Facebook people. 560 likes.
Are we slacking?
I want 750 likes before New York Comic Con.
Can we tell who is what number like?
No.
We can't?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's a shame, because if we could tell who the 1,000th like was, we could give away a really significant prize.
Well, maybe we'll just pick one of the 1,000.
Oh.
Then everybody has a chance.
That's a good one. It's a good idea.
And I think that's it.
All right. And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.2, sponsored by ThinkGeek.com, to a close by saying goodnight, Elmore Leonard. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.